Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And since this is the first time I take the floor in this expert group, let me begin by welcoming you to the chair of this group and ensure you of the full cooperation of my delegation. I would also like to thank the authors of the three working papers that have been presented and the introductions that have been made. I would like to focus, like my colleague from Jordan, on the issue of non-state actors. And in the U.S. paper, of course, it is suggested that one of the possible ways ahead for our discussion would be also to look at how we could strengthen implementation of the convention to address the threats connected to non-state actors. I think this is a very important issue. If we look at the other weapons of mass destruction, of course, we have these issues have been dealt with in very different ways. In the IAEA, because of the flexibility of the IAEA statute, it was possible to make a lot of adjustments following, in fact, 9/11, very early on, to try to strengthen the part activities of that of the IAEA in countering the threat of non-state actors. In terms of the Chemical Weapons Convention, the Chemical Weapons Convention, like the NPT, of course, were negotiated at a time when the non-state actor threat was not so high on the international agenda. In fact, the Chemical Weapons Convention, which was negotiated or finalized in the early 90s, about the same time that the VEREX submitted its report, also did not look very much at the non-state actor threat. And similarly, and it has taken many years for the Chemical Weapons Convention to really address this issue beyond just saying that national implementation is important to counter the threat of non-state actors. Very recently, a decision was taken in the OPCW that first of all tried to outline other areas where the convention could be applied usefully to address non-state actors. And then, as many of you know, there was a specific tasking made to the OPCW to try to find ways and means to increase its activity in this area. We are, of course, far behind this in the biological weapons context, but the threat is real. And I think many of us think that it is one of the biggest threats, and the most likely scenarios are involving non-state actors in connection with biological weapons. And the colleague from Brazil outlined some of these threats yesterday very eloquently. We have been talking about agroterrorism as well. So this is a very important area, and I think I would agree with those who think that this is an area that we should be looking specifically at. Many of the conventions in the Biological Weapons Convention seem to indicate that it is only a state actor threat or a state actor situation that we could address, for instance, in the context of Article 6 and Article 7. So we would have to find other ways of dealing with non-state actors. And I think this would be an important area to address also in this expert group. Thank you, sir.